Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today, I am here to discuss and hopefully answer the age-old question. Are older action movies better than modern action movies? The answer is no. Here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. And if you're listening for the first time, usually I do that by reviewing martial art media, particularly kung fu, ninja, and samurai films, although I branch out every once in a while and do more than just movies every once in a while. Today we're going more topical, and there is a reason why I am talking about this specific topic right now, and it's because of the algorithm. Every once in a while, on the Kung Fu Pizza Party Instagram, which you can follow the show at, Kung Fu Pizza Party, over there on my For You, every once in a while, I get reels from an account called Martial Mindset, okay? Martial Mindset, and they're, at least for the ones I have seen, they're often very reflective in nature. The creator for the channel, he'll usually start the reel by saying, Is it just me, or, and then proceeds to say something that typically in the ones that I have watched amount to, is it just me, or wasn't the past so much better than the present? That's a lot of times what he has to say. And there have been moments as I've been watching these from him that I'm like, you know what? You make a good point here or there. And obviously, this is a one I have seen recently from this Martial Mindset guy. I will we'll talk more about what he has to say about older action films versus modern action films here in a moment. But at its core, this is a question. Is the past better than the present? This is a question that comes up in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different areas that people sometimes have very strong opinions on. So, you know, it's coming up here with film. It comes up here with the martial arts. Maybe instead of old, you can think of it as tradition. It comes up within church ministry. It comes up all over the place. Is the past, the way that we used to do things, better than the present, how we do things? And you will find people strongly opinionated on both sides. There will be people who will say, absolutely, we have to hold on to traditions. Tradition is there for a reason, and we need to honor and uphold those traditions. The old ways are better than the new ways. And then there will be people who hold very strongly, no, the modern approach is the right way to do things. We have become more enlightened. We understand better how we are to do things. We are making things contextual to people's current needs. You will find people on both sides arguing strongly for both, whereas I will fall somewhere in the middle with the answer that is more difficult. And I think this is part of the reason why people land on one side or the other, because the both and approach is difficult. It is hard to sit in a number of these different fields and say, okay, we need to take ancient wisdom, truth, practices, whatever, and make it applicable in a modern context while also finding a way to fall back and rely on tradition. I think tradition has its place within the martial arts, within film, within church ministry, but we also have to make sure that we are staying connected. The churchy world word would be that we are tabernacling within our current context and making it relevant, making it applicable to present day people as well. So, you know, I buried the lead a little bit there right off the bat in the episode. Do I think that older action films are better than modern action films? No. comma, and I also don't think that modern action films are better than past action films. I think there is good from both. And obviously, Mr. Marshall Mindset is going to disagree with me on that. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to disagree with me on that. In this reel, Mr. Marshall Mindset, it's not Mr., it's just Marshall Mindset. I just want to be formal and, you know, just want to be respectful. So Marshall Mindset says in his reel that, is it just me or are older action films just so much better than modern action films? Modern action films are just garbage. He says that modern action films are garbage. Okay, here's what I have to say. And I'm talking a little bit more strictly about film here. So this is going to be... Okay, we're going to talk about film. Let's just talk about film, period. Film is art. Okay. And with it being art, that means that art is subjective. And so you are, as an individual, absolutely allowed to have your preferences and to not like every single thing that is given to you. You can absolutely have, you know, especially speaking directly about film, you can absolutely have your favorite actors and actresses, directors, eras, genres, subgenres. And you can definitely have things that you don't personally enjoy, and that is okay. All of that is a-okay. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know for a fact that I like blaxploitation films. I do not expect everybody to like blaxploitation films, and I don't think that they are the superior form of media, but I personally like blaxploitation films. There is a level of things being subjective when it comes to art. And so one is reasonable. It is reasonable for somebody to say, I prefer older action films or I prefer modern action films. I do personally think that it is close-minded to say that a certain era, director, actor, actress, genre, subgenre is superior or the gold standard compared to something else. There is a difference between comparing films, I would say. If he was saying more along the lines of Bloodsport is a better movie than Kung Fu Hustle, I don't know, just trying to pick something. Bloodsport is about, like, okay, we can maybe have a more nuanced conversation. Again, this is going to be a little bit subjective based off of personal taste, but I think that is better than making a sweeping declaration. All of the past is superior to all of the present. All of the present is just garbage. Now, within the subjectivity of art, there has been throughout history people who rise up as, quote, experts, and also just the general public opinion has come together to make the declaration that certain things are good art, certain things are classic, certain things deserve to be hung in a museum, certain films are movies that everybody should have to watch before they die. With that being said, I again don't think that you have to necessarily like everything that is considered a classic or, quote, good art. But I do think you should still acknowledge that your opinion is the minority opinion on a piece of media. Allow me to put some examples forward. I'll give you two. This one cannot be a hot take whatsoever, okay? I tried to pick something that I would assume is not a hot take. Surely to goodness we can all agree on this. If you like action movies, if you like kung fu movies, if you like action movies from the 70s, if you like martial arts, if you like Bruce Lee, then you should watch Enter the Dragon at some point. It's a classic. I cannot see how that could be a controversial take. Seriously, we all agree on that, right? Everybody should have to. Honestly, I would maybe take it a step further to say that everybody should have to watch Enter the Dragon at some point. But given this show, I think we can all agree that, yeah, everybody should have to watch Enter the Dragon at some point. Every Kung Fu movie fan should have to watch Enter the Dragon at some point. It is a classic. It is a pillar of this genre. Okay, so that's example number one. Example number two, I'll now give you a hot take. Citizen Kane is considered to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest film ever made. And I just think it's okay. It's just not for me. I like Orson Welles. I'll watch F is for Fake any day. But it just wasn't for me. I will admit that opinion is in the minority, and I don't think that makes me an better or more enlightened or anything over the general public and actual film experts. But Citizen Kane, given the option to watch Citizen Kane or something else, chances are I'm going to take the something else, especially if it is F is for Fake. I do prefer that Orson Welles movie. So that is just kind of giving you a little bit of an example of you can have your personal preferences, and that is okay. It is okay to have your preferences. I think it is closed-minded to make a sweeping declaration that your preferences are better than every other preference in existence. And that I do think you should have to acknowledge when your opinion may be more in the minority versus the general agreed upon decision upon a piece of media. So the past is not better than the present, because this is all just opinion. Plus, not only is this opinion, it's also kind of factually inaccurate as well. To make a sweeping declaration that the past, a very specific time period, by the way, I'll get to that in a moment, but that the past is better than modern action films, and modern action films are just garbage, that is also just, I think, factually incorrect. There's garbage in every era. There is garbage. Here, Marshall Mindset is speaking more specifically about the 80s. And I know that for a fact because I saw the reel. And all of the clips that he used are from movies that came out in like the mid to late 80s. So there's garbage in the 80s. I know that is heretical of me to say that for a lot of people, the 80s was like the gold standard of pop culture media across the board, movies, music, the whole shebang. But come on, folks. I may have like a weird like for the movie Phantom Raiders. It's garbage. That is a garbage 80s action film. And to make the sweeping declaration that the present is nothing but garbage, I think is also factually incorrect. Let's look, and maybe this is too big of a sample size, but let's look at the past 26 years, okay? From 2000 to the present, we have had movies like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Expendables, Taken, Transporter, Ip Man, Ung Bak, and Protector franchises, the Taken franchise, Little Big Soldier, Kung Fu Hustle, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some really obvious picks in there. There's some I'll talk about more as I work out some of this further on the road, but like that's a good selection of movies. Those are good movies, and maybe you can nitpick very specific installments within some of those more franchise pieces, but come on. Expendables 1 and 2, especially if you're into 80s action films, those movies are for you, man. Like, like Taken, that first Taken movie especially, the entirety of the Ung Bak trilogy or the Ip Man franchise. Like, those are good action movies. Maybe that's too big of a sample size. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Like, maybe these are too big of a sample size. Maybe we can nitpick the genre a little bit. But those are good action movies. Is there garbage? Sure. I will defend Jackie Chan's movie, The Tuxedo. I do like The Tuxedo. But Jackie Chan did have quite a few duds there in the early 2000s. And then, of course, there is literally everything Steven Seagal has made since 1996. Like, for the exception of maybe his role in Machete, like, there's another one, Machete and Machete Kills. Great action movies. Like, for the exception of that, like, everything Steven Seagal has touched since Glimmer Man or whatever that movie's called has been awful. Like, it's just like there is absolutely garbage in the present, but there's also garbage in the past, and there is good in both eras as well. So what does Marshall Mindset have to say to justify his stance that the past is better than the present? Well, he doesn't, at least not audibly. In the reel, he just says the past is so much better than the present. The present is garbage. In the caption at the bottom, he does write a few things. First off, that past action movies are current action films have a lack of creativity and originality. Okay, well, let's think about that for a second. First off, there's Everything Everywhere All at Once. That seems to be pretty creative. But also, one of the films he highlights in his reel, one of the clips, is from Bloodsport, which is a biopic. It's based on a true story from the life of Frank Dukes that he absolutely made up. It did not happen, folks. Bloodsport's a good movie, don't get me wrong, but that is fan fiction from the man's own life. And if that's the case, if we can take, like, historically made-up films, Jet Li's Fearless, there you go, all of the Ip Man movies, The Grandmaster, if we can just take historical events and make them for what we want, then you're going to be able to find a lot of other action movies, both past and present, that continue that. We've talked about that here on the show, that this is kind of like this thing where we take heroes from different eras of Asian history, Chinese history particularly, and kind of make these like modern urban legends around them. So yeah, if Bloodsport can count, so can Ip Man, Jet Li's Fearless, The Grandmaster, and I'm sure plenty of other films. Also, another clip he shows is from the training sequence in Rocky IV, which, here you go, buckle up. You ready for a bad take? Here you go, because this is all, you know, opinions, right? The whole reason people pretend to like Rocky IV is because of that training sequence. It's a cool training sequence. That doesn't excuse the rest of the movie. That is, and you may quote me on that, the worst film in the franchise. Rocky IV is the weakest link. Rocky V is a better movie with a better end fight. You heard me right. Anyway, so, in my opinion, I guess I have to start adding that more often here. But if you can show a clip from the fourth installment in the Rocky franchise, then I think we should definitely be able to count Legend of the Fists, Return of Chen Zhen, which was a kind of sequel reboot to the Legend of the Fish Legend of the Fist television series that Donnie Yen was in, which is, of course, a reworking of Bruce Lee's Fist of Fury. So, like, if we can take the fourth installment in a franchise, then definitely Legend of the Fist should count, and probably other installments in a film franchise. But then he said something else, and I gotta start watching my time, because I still have a lot to say, and I really don't want to get a challenge off the back end of this. But another point he makes as to why modern action films are garbage is because what is worse than the lack of creativity is apparently that modern action films are written to make us weak and uninspired. Interesting. Have you seen The Last Samurai? It's problematic at points, but have you seen The Last Samurai? Have you seen Cinderella Man? Did you watch The Protector, a movie about a guy whose elephant gets kidnapped and he brings down an entire ring of poachers to save his elephant? Or if elephants don't do it for you, how about Taken, a movie that's literally about a dad who flies across the ocean to go rescue his daughter who's being sex trafficked? Like, those movies don't inspire you at all? Really? Modern action films make us weak and uninspired? I don't know. Heck, I'll even bring up Red, the Bruce Willis movie, Red. That scene in that movie, great movie, by the way. Great action movie, by the way. That scene in that movie where he's like, he jumps through the plate glass window to tackle the FBI agent who's been following him around. Ooh, that gets me fired up. I love that fight scene. From the moment he goes through that glass, it is a good fight scene. And not to mention, I don't know, I already brought up The Protector, but the staircase scene in The Protector? Like, come on. If the plot doesn't do it for you, that staircase scene is awesome. Modern action movies don't inspire you. They don't make you feel strong. They don't inspire you to train or to go fight against injustice or protect people around you, protect your loved ones, protect your pets. John Wick, oh yeah, there's another franchise. They kill his dog and he's going to like unalive everybody now. Like, what the heck? Huh. Why is it that older action movies inspire you and past ones don't? Well, when you watch The Reel, which you do not have the pleasure of, listener, all of the clips are featuring steroid-using, roided-out monsters doing feats of strength, which is not a feature of modern action films. We don't get those five-minute-long training sequences to... it in a movie of the hero getting ready to go fight the bad guys, right? We don't get, you know, Donnie Yen's not doing 5 minutes worth of sit-ups before, you know, beating up an entire room worth of guys in the first Ip Man movie. No, we don't get that, do we? The only one that really jumps to mind is Rocky Balboa, which is a good workout scene. I used to do some of the workouts in that scene. I should probably bring some of those back. But that's inspiring. And I know that's like a big thing for people, that they love these sweaty sequences of Stallone doing reps. Like, cool. Why is that so make or break? Again, I will admit, this is all subjective. So if that matters so much to your movies, to your movie watching experience, that it makes everything in the present garbage because we don't feel the need to include those scenes anymore. Yeah, I'm still going to have to ask why. I'm still going to have to probe a little bit as to why that matters so much. Because I don't think it should. And I know for some people, they're going to say, well, you know, that inspired me. Cool, a cartoon character inspired me, and I'm not in the minority on that. I mean, other people, it's cartoon turtles that inspired them to be in the martial arts. At least my guy was a human. Why is it that we tone down the hyper-masculinity and now that makes modern action films garbage? Why does that matter? Why does that matter so much? I know for some people that's very inspiring, watching the guys work out. And like, look, I also will admit that the X factor is at play here. Nostalgia. Nostalgia will win any argument for any millennial ever. There will never be anything better than the movies, TV shows, music, and video games you grew up on. There will never be a better meal than mom's spaghetti, chicken pot pie, meatloaf, whatever that meal was. You will never get the same high that you used to get walking around Blockbuster when you're scrolling Netflix. Like, I get it. Like, I'm a millennial too, y'all. Like, I get it. Nostalgia is very powerful, and for some people... older millennials, young Gen Xers, like, yeah, you grew up on Van Damme and Stallone and the whole Schwarzenegger, like the whole bit. Like, I get it. Like, so yeah, the X factor is a part of it. Nostalgia is another word for tradition, by the way. So, like, I get it. The X factor is at play here, too. But why does it... Why does the buff dudes doing strong things matter so much? And just like how I buried the lead in the beginning of this episode, I think there's a tell here in his reel. Because there's a clip in the montage from The Karate Kid. And it's not Daniel doing the crane kick. It's not Daniel practicing the crane kick on the beach. It's not him doing wax on, wax off at full speed with Mr. Miyagi. It's not Mr. Miyagi saying anything wisdom-wise to Daniel. No. It's John Kreese saying to Johnny Lawrence, sweep the leg. And yeah, I get it. Sweep the leg is the most iconic line from the movie, the franchise. Hell, it's one of the most iconic lines from a movie in the 80s, right? Sweep the leg. We all say it. Even if you haven't seen The Karate Kid, we all say sweep the leg. But why did you use that shot? I already named off plenty of other things you could have used. Why did you use the bad guy telling his impressionable student to do a bad thing? Why? Look, I know we did not have the term toxic masculinity in the 80s, but you cannot convince me that the original Karate Kid trilogy, particularly 1 and part 3, are a commentary on toxic masculinity in the martial arts. The point of the movie is that Daniel overcomes unbridled rage fueled impressionable teens through choosing the path of mercy. Mercy is stronger than unbridled rage. That's the point. Even when he turns to the dark side, you can say, in part 3, it hurts him. And he goes back to the traditional path of Okinawan mercy style, defensive style karate. You missed the point, the 80s. You missed the point, older or younger Gen X, older millennials. Like, you missed the point of that movie. You missed the point. Yeah, we took the hyper-masculinity out of the films because it didn't need to be there in the first place. Oh, Schwarzenegger and Stallone, those were, you know, they inspired me to get into, you know, fitness and whatnot. Yeah, was that good, though? Was that a positive thing for young men? Or is that like the toxic influencers on Instagram now for both boys and girls who are also still very impressionable? Also, I know that's kind of like a thing for 80s action movies. Yeah, the guys back then, they were ripped. They were real men. Also not factually true for all of them. Not accurate. Yeah, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Van Damme, shredded, absolutely. But then you also had guys like Jackie Chan, Harrison Ford, Kurt Russell, Bruce Willis. Hell, I'll even give, brace yourself, I'll even give Steven Seagal a nod here. He too, I mean, he was more 90s than 80s, but he too wasn't a roided out monster. Like, come on. Not every... Sammo Hung was in the height of his career in the 80s, and he has always been a big man. Like, this idea that, like, oh yeah, the real action stars were the guys in the 80s, because they were all on steroids and constantly doing reps and all of this. That's not true. Not all of them were, and they were all making bangers. Like, come on. You don't like modern action films because they took out the hyper-masculinity? Get a better argument. I guess I have to fall back. I'm going to go a little bit over, aren't I? Dadgummit. Look, I get it. At the end of the day, I guess this still falls under the subjectivity. It's your opinion. You're allowed to like what you like. But when it comes to this... Yeah, I'm going to have to probe a little bit more. Why does that matter so much? Why does it matter so much that there's not buff dudes doing buff guy things for 5 minutes? That why does that matter so much? Like, maybe it's nostalgia, maybe it's toxic masculinity, maybe it's something else, I don't know, but I don't think it is necessarily the best reason to say that the past was better than the present. Maybe we can find other ways. Maybe we can talk specifically about certain films. But if, especially if you're going to make the argument that past action films are more inspiring than modern action films, I'll say this. Past action films are inspiring for personal growth. I was bringing up examples, though, of films that are inspiring towards outward growth and involvement. Again, you could probably find examples from both eras that disprove my statement there, and I'm officially over on time. All right. Good job, Marshall Mindset. Now I... Thanks, Marshall Mindset. I mean, I still was the one who had to choose to do all this. I originally was just going to make a response reel to this guy, but as you can see, I had a lot to say, and nobody's going to sit through a 30-minute stitch on a reel. I don't even know if you can record a reel that long. There's got to be a cap out somewhere, right? It's got to, like... Yeah. So... Are past action films better than the present? No, they both have things to offer us. They both have good. They both have bad. You're allowed to have your opinion. You're allowed to be, you know, this is art, so it's subjective. So you're allowed to like what you like, and it's fine. But I do think that it is close-minded to assert that one is superior to the other. And furthermore, if you are the kind of person who will say that very specifically 80s action films are better than the present, and you're going to bring up Van Damme, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, like, hey, they made great movies. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy a lot of their movies. Don't get me wrong. Especially Van Damme. I'm a little bit more of like an old man Schwarzenegger fan. I like his more recent stuff because, I don't know, I think he's just leaning into it now, leaning into like who he is at this point now. But regardless of all that, look, if your reason for disliking the present is because we've toned down the hyper masculinity, man, you can like what you like, but I'm gonna have to ask, why does that matter? Why does that matter so much? Because we have had plenty of great movies that don't have it. And I don't know if we ever really needed it in the first place. And that it may have actually contributed to the toxicity that The Karate Kid was actually trying to expose. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend and check out the other great shows here on the Anazal Ministries Podcast Network. We've added several new shows recently, including Page and Pixel, where 1 week Page tells Pixel about a book and the next week Pixel tells Page about a video game. We also have Your Matter Matters, which is a faith and science show, and Theology on the Rocks, where there's nothing better than discussing theology over a cocktail. So check those out. And my sister's show, My Seminary Life, where I talk faith, theology, and church ministry. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, A Place for Faith and Pop Culture. And yes, folks, I'm not trying to get out of here without taking on a challenge. So whenever I go over that 30-minute mark, when I cannot deliver an episode in 30 minutes or less, I have to take on a challenge to to repay my debt and restore my honor so I may be the podcast host with the most amount of honor. And for this one, I will do another one from last year. I'll bring back, I'm going to do a day of spiritual meditation and different practices to kind of help ground myself. I have been working a lot. The world has been a vampire set to drain. The world has been very, very rough this like start of the year. And so I think I do just need a little bit of a day to heal emotionally, spiritually a bit. So it's overdue for me. So I'm going to set my sights on that and tell you about it. Last time I did that, this resulted in an episode, a book review. So maybe I'll do that again. But until next time, this has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where you got an episode. I apologize once more for it going over that 30-minute mark. I take these things quite seriously, folks. I attempted to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less. But I would say I definitely served up some wisdom one slice at a time.